Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So you may have seen over the weekend that former mayor at Gwamanda was arrested. Well, he handed himself over, Thapelo Gwamanda handed himself over based on allegations. These are very old allegations, by the way, of a scheme that sort of went pear-shaped. But at the time when he was appointed as mayor, he then said to the media he was aware of those allegations and in fact said he had gone to community members and apologized. You may remember that community members had said no, they were surprised to see him emerge as a politician, because when he was busy with this, what they're calling a Ponzi scheme, it was alleged that he had passed on. In fact, that is why the Ponzi scheme tanked. We're here now where he was asked to hand himself over to the police. He has done that. But you'll also remember that he is a member of council in the city of Johannesburg. DA Johannesburg caucus leader Belinda Kaiser Ekazonjoku is on the line with us. A very good evening, ma'am, and thank you so much for your time.
Good evening, Camilo, and good evening to the listeners.
We've all seen reports that Thapelo Gwamanda has been arrested, and the mayor of Johannesburg says that they are scheduled to meet with him. What's your call as the DA?
Well, we feel vindicated. I don't know if you recall, Thapelo, the former caucus leader of the DA and former mayor, Dr. Palatse, raised this issue in 2023 already when some of these victims approached the DA with some of these allegations. So we feel vindicated because at the time she was ridiculed, the DA was ridiculed, and it was, you know, just brushed away. And the ANC, for example, said it was just gossip. And this is where we are today. So we feel vindicated. And obviously, we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Mm. I mean, how much time are you giving the mayor and the mayoral committee to deal with this matter?
Well, today we've written to the executive mayor, and we've actually copied MMC Gwamanda in, and we've asked him to please act on remove him as MMC of Community Development, and also we've asked that the executive mayor look at possibly initiate investigations into all activities that happened under Gwamanda's watch as executive mayor. For example, MOUs that he has entered into, any agreements that he signed, because fraud allegations are quite serious. And if it only comes up now, who knows the amount of damage that have been caused over the years, and we are not even sure if there's any other allegations that could come up. And that is, it's based on that, to protect the integrity of the office of the executive mayor, that we've asked the mayor to please do it. But we'll see now that he's meeting with him, with him tomorrow. So we'll see, we'll give him a chance tomorrow. And if we don't get any feedback that is favorable, we'll take it from there. That's all I'm saying for now.
Okay. Have you been in touch with the mayor, apart from the letter that you've sent to, well, you said you've sent to the mayor as well as other MMCs. Have you been in touch with them politically? Has there been a discussion behind the scenes?
No, not yet. We wanted to put it in writing since this is already in the public domain. In fact, we wanted to give the executive mayor a chance to meet with, as he's committed now publicly, to meet with the MMC and see what is the outcome of that. Obviously, depending on what the outcome of that, we obviously reserve to do what is necessary to ensure that the integrity of the office of the executive mayor is protected, because it could be this mayor today, tomorrow is another mayor, and we just want to make sure that, you know, good governance doesn't go down the drain and the integrity of the mayor's office is protected. So we'll give him a chance tomorrow. We'll wait for the outcome. And then we will take it from there.
And I mean, what options do you have when you say that you want to make sure that there's good governance going forward? What would you mean? You have asked for a dissolution of council. That's not happening. It's not coming. What would be your other options?
Well, first prize for us would be that the executive mayor obviously asks Nomsi Gwamanda to step down. If that fails, we will obviously then we will wait for him to see if he have him removed. The other option is he is a councillor in the city of Joburg. We refrained from going straight to ethics. We wanted to give the executive mayor an opportunity to engage. Tomorrow we are not happy with the response, then we will also deal with the speaker's office and deal with it from obviously ethics, because that is a department, and ask it to engage ethics for him to be investigated, because there's a lot of issues that we have concerns with regards to not only when he swore an oath, the conduct of a councillor, having sworn that oath of office and things like that. And in our view, he's breached some of these by not disclosing it in the beginning, that there could be this coming up. So those are some of the issues we are considering. And I wouldn't want to go into too much detail since this matter is already a matter of a criminal investigation. Obviously, we know that he handed himself over and he was out on bail. So we don't want to say too much about what we would do as the DA, as other options at this point, except that we'll start internally dealing with it from a political perspective. That would include engaging, that would include asking the speaker to get involved. This is just the first step. We'll deal with the matter in other legal means if necessary.
The leader of Al Jamaa says that the timing is quite peculiar. You also reference the fact that this dates back for the DA, back to Councillor Mpopalatsi's time. Do you think the time is peculiar?
No, I don't think the time is peculiar. If you say peculiar, I would say it's disappointing, would be a better word for me at this point in time, because based on media reports, the warrant of arrest was already issued in May 2024. There is no way that the ANC will tell us that they did not know prior to this even becoming an issue, with Dr. Palatse raised this issue on behalf of the DA with the council. So we feel that they shielded him and possibly used it as a bargaining tool, because if this is already in the public domain, there are witnesses and victims that are coming forward, and you do nothing about it. Have they not vetted? We've just also seen today that the Premier says they didn't vet him, which we feel is absolute nonsense, because the ANC itself have their own vetting process, and they agree that they've vetted his commander's predecessor. It's very strange and peculiar that they now say that they haven't vetted him, to be in the highest office, which is an indictment on the ANC. So we feel they shielded him. They probably used him as a puppet and used it as a bargaining chip to get him to do what they want him to do. And for us, that is a peculiarity of this resurfacing now.
DA Johannesburg caucus leader Belinda Kaiser Ekozonjoku on the line with us. We did reach out to the mayor of Johannesburg. He said he needs a bit of space while he needs to prepare for that meeting with Kabelo Gwamanda. And we also reached out to the Al Jamaa party. And we have a voice note, actually, from the leader of Al Jamaa, Mr. Hendricks.
The Hawks has been very fair in the events leading up to Kabelo Gwamanda getting bail for allegations that 15 years ago there was 10,000 rand involved in a funeral scheme that went sour. We hope that this fairness by the Hawks will continue, and Al Jamaa would like to congratulate Councillor Gwamanda for his cooperation and his courage on a matter that started to raise his head the first day that he was the mayor of the city of Joburg. We call on the media to let the law take its course, as the merits of the allegations must still be tested in court.
All right, so there you have it. We'll obviously wait for tomorrow and see what the mayor of Johannesburg has to say after his meeting with Kabelo Gwamanda upon his request, because they obviously have to make a decision. Remember, as the DA caucus leader said, MMC, he still is MMC of Community Development, Kabelo Gwamanda, would have to, you know, in my view, step down until all of the matters are resolved. But we'll see what the mayor of Johannesburg has to say tomorrow.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.